And God is saying, I want to overflow into each and every one of your lives. I want to overflow in each and every one of your lives every second of every day. He's saying, I gave you a vision tonight of the waterfall and how my water was saturating you. Now, if you would just trust me, when you leave here this night, that water will continue to saturate you. No matter where you go, what you do, how deep the valley, my water will sustain you. The problem with the body of Christ is you don't believe what you just heard. I'm just telling you what God is saying, all right? You don't believe what you just heard. Why don't you believe? It's because the enemy has you bound in your mind, your will, and your emotions, and he's making you believe one thing when I'm trying to tell you the truth. You're going to have to disconnect from the enemy. You're going to have to make him let your mind go. And then you're going to have to pull yourself up deeper in me and come walk with me all the days of your life. I can take your hand right now and I can walk with you continually until the day that my son comes to take you home. That is a possibility, and I want to make it happen. Where are you at right now? What is binding you up? Why can't you just come to the well and drink? What is it that hinders you from coming to the well and drink? These are questions that I'm throwing out to you tonight. I want you to think on them really super hard, because if you will answer them truthfully, you will be set free. Because the well is available to you all the time. The valley will always be before you, but you don't have to go down into the valley. I can stop you from going down in there if you're at the well. If you're standing before me in all my fullness and all my glory, I can stop you from going down into that valley. I didn't say I was going to stop all the struggles in your life. I didn't say that. But I can stop you from going into the valley of tears. You can walk this journey with me without any tears. Even though the pain and the heartache comes, you will have joy unspeakable. And you will have already learned to come to the well before the trials and the tribulations hit, so that when they hit, they won't affect you. The enemy's darts will never touch you, because you already know that the well has you covered. I want to place a bubble around each one of you tonight where the enemy's darts will never, ever touch you. But you have to decide, do you really want this bubble? Do you really want to be protected from the darts of the evil one? I am with you always, and sometimes I have to stand along the wayside and just watch you go down into that valley when it was not necessary. I desire that you learn from your lesson this morning to become a warrior with confidence. Remember what I said to you. I trust you, but do you trust me? See, you don't trust me yet. You can't just give yourself to me because you feel like there's just something you have to hold on to, just something that you have to have control over. But that's not the truth. It's a lie. I want all of you tonight. I want you from the crown of your head to the soles of your feet. I don't want just 99% of you. I want 100% of you. And as you give me 100%, even though the enemy comes, and he will come with all of his evil, it will not consume you. It will not even touch you. You will see it with your physical eyes, but it will never take you out. It will never take you under, because you have confidence in me as your Savior. You trust me, knowing that I am well able to see you through all things. Now, if I send you to battle on the battlefield every day, how could you ever do the works I'm calling you forth to do? I do have warriors that will be on the battlefield always praying and interceding. But there's some of you sitting here tonight, I don't want to go on the battlefield. I want you to go on my field of glory and bring lost souls into my kingdom. And you can't be out there ministering to the lost souls if you're constantly fighting the war. Will you trust me in this? Will you just sell yourself out tonight? Will you just give me all that you are and all that you ever will be? After all, am I not the Maker? Did I not form you in your mother's womb? Did I not bring you forth? Have I not been speaking into your life over and over and over again, telling you what I want to fulfill in your life? I'm well able to keep those that I call. And if I have called you, and I surely have called you, then I'm able to keep you. Do you know that you can live in the darkest, dingiest, gloomiest room with the enemy and still survive and come forth in my glory, rejoicing in me? Because the joy of the Lord is the wellspring of living waters down inside of you, and it will bubble up and it will overflow and it will drown out the darkness, drown out the gloominess, drown out all the sin that's around about you. But see, you don't trust me in that area either, and you're always complaining about, look at the darkness I have to live in. Amen. Why would I want to send you into the constant light? The light doesn't need you. The darkness needs you. They need your light. They need my power coming off of you. This is your assignment here in this earth, to dispel the darkness with your light. This is another problem. All light gathers together. And they just try to outshine one another. And that's not what I want you to do. I want you to take your light into a dark, dark world and dispel all darkness. Then and only then will even you be satisfied with life. Because then you'll have excitement. You'll have something to look forward to. And you will rejoice with the lost souls that you bring into my kingdom with your light that burns so brightly. If you've noticed, when you gather yourself the light starts a fight. All light tries to outshine the other light. But when you take your light to the darkness, the people rejoice because they never heard of the light. And they get excited and they want to hear more about my son. So don't ask me to take you into the house of God, because the house of God stinketh. Ask me to send you to the highways and to the byways. Ask me to allow your voice to be on the airways, where the lost and the dying can hear it. Ask me for souls, and I will give you souls. Come away with me tonight, my beloveds. Let me put that bubble around about you, that canopy, whatever you want to call it. Let me place that around about you, where the enemy's darts will no longer touch you. And your mind will be constantly free to hear and meditate on what thus saith the Father. The Father wants to speak volumes into your life. But the enemy's trying to keep you from hearing what I truly do say. I love you. I always nourish you. But there's times I have to stand by and weep because you have given into the power of the enemy. You've allowed his tools to have life, and you forget all about the well. Please, don't be arguing with the darkness. Please just come to the well and allow the well to bring life to the situations that seem so lifeless and so forlorn. I'm here tonight, and I really want to touch you. I want to bring you higher than you've ever gone before. I'm not wasting my time here. There's a plan and a purpose for all of this. My altar's open. I'm ready to place the bubble around you. And inside that bubble will be my glory. And it's going to be my glory inside that bubble that's going to allow you to go forth and not be destroyed by the enemy ever again. There's always two rivers. The enemy always imitates everything that I do. What river are you walking in tonight? Are you walking in the river of living waters, or are you walking in the Dead Sea? Only you know which river you're in tonight. I'm asking you, if you're in the wrong sea, please, the wrong river, please get into the river of living waters. Please allow me, your Father, to do a great mighty works within you. I am that I am, and I am with you tonight as I am with you every day.